92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Most medical practices these days have a website and a section called Patient Portal, where you can do a variety of things, from paying a bill to requesting medication refills, and many of them allow you to communicate directly with your doctor, which is kind of cool. And people seem to really like being able to ask basic questions or deal with issues by email with their doctor. In fact, from 2021 to 2022, Patient Portal emails to doctors increased by 157%. Now, that was largely due to the pandemic and lockdowns, but indications are they're increasing at least that much this year compared to last year. And while it is making things easier for us, many of the doctors are not as happy. More than half of the emails doctors get are things their office staff or an assistant would have normally handled by phone in the past, and probably still should. Instead, doctors are dealing with a 24/7 tidal wave of messages from patients, and it's becoming nearly impossible for them to get to all of them. Some doctors report having to spend at least 2 full hours a day responding to patient messages. That's a huge chunk of their day. But just like food delivery services, which everyone is addicted to now, people continue to email their doctors with very small issues because they know they can get advice for free. Many physicians don't mind some communications with the patients, but far more of them are so aggravated now that they want to start charging for replies, because they have to account for every minute of their day. So think about that the next time you're emailing your doctor. Is it really important? Could someone in his office handle this? And if the answer to that second one is yes, then pick up the phone. Don't bother your doctor.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.